Like, if somebody came, like, especially like when you were a little girl, if somebody had come to your house and a couple of people, and if you had enjoyed their visit, your mother might say, well, now, when they got ready to leave, she might say,
come back?
Yeah, something like that, or come again.
Come again.
Mm-hmm. On Christmas Day, what did you usually greet people with?
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And how about on the first of January?
Happy New Year.
And do you remember people, sometimes instead of saying thank you, they might say I'm much
obliged.
And if you had it, and then you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And now, like, if the storekeeper didn't have a bag, he took a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
It like more in those days, yeah. And then you get home and you'd have to
unwrap it.
And if it had rained a whole lot and the crops got washed out, you'd say that they were a total
loss.
And if there was something that you liked but didn't have enough money to buy it, you might say, I like it, but it
cost too much.
And when it's time to pay the bill, the first of the month, you say the bill is
due.
And if people belong to a club, they'd have to pay their
dues.
And if a person didn't have any money, they might have to go to a friend and try to
borrow.
And now, during the Depression, money was really
scarce.
And do you remember something that a kid would do, like put his head down on the ground and kick up their feet, and they say they're turning a
somersault.
Somersault, yeah. And another thing with the kids, if they got on a board, got, you know, like out over a pool or over a pond, or a deep pond or something, and like you were watching a little boy, you might say, you know, he ran down the board and he
jumped off.
And if he went head first, you'd say
he dived.
Yeah. And there was what I was wondering, did, like when you were growing up, did people do much? Have you ever?
We didn't go swimming.
Oh, uh-huh. So you've never dived or anything?
Uh-uh.
Well, now, did very many people swim?
We had a pond up there that they would go swimming in.
And they swam?
Mm-hmm.
Well, were they good? I mean, were there people
that
swam?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody ever drown?
Yes, we had one boy that drowned, but it was, I don't know what happened, but he was in there by himself. So I don't know what happened, but that's
Do you ever remember when, like, if you pay your bill off in cash, the storekeeper might give you a little present? What did they call that little present?
A premium.
Do you ever remember playing hide and seek?
Yes.
Well, what would they call it? You know, you'd have to run in and touch the
home base.
Mm-hmm. What they call it. And now, like, if a kid would get, like, playing hide and seek, if he'd be hiding behind like a low bush or something, he'd have to get down and you'd say he was squatting down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, like, sometimes if a little kid would be real mad and they went like this on the floor, you know, and they'd call that...
He was pitching a tantrum, but he was stomping his feet.
Do you remember another thing, it was sort of in connection with courting, if a boy saw a girl at church or something and he had a car and he wanted to accompany her home, you might say, well, may I...
escort.
Uh-huh, may I escort you home? Mm-hmm. And did they ever say... Did you ever hear anybody say that they were going to carry you home?
Yeah.
Would they use it like that?
Yes.
Too sometimes? Rather than take?
Yes.
You know, that's more of an odor. That's interesting, too. Now, if you'd had like a